Lake with Dougie. Waking up 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 Lake with Dougie.
Welcome to the show. Boy, took a little bit to get going, but we're here. Dougie Almeida, Back Up Late with Dougie Show. Minda's here.
We've made it. I can't believe it. I didn't know. I didn't think we were.
No.
No.
Jackie had definitely given up.
And she was ready to drive an hour home already.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Wow. The commitment.
Yeah. Yep. We are. And we're live on Facebook. And I've been off for 2 weeks, so I forgot to put the recorder on. But then I don't know what it is with my iTunes. It's playing horribly, right?
Well, not anymore. Everything seems to have adjusted.
How come I feel like I'm hearing funny?
Well,
is it me?
Yeah. I'm just going to answer you.
It's my own earphones.
No, it's actually you.
Okay.
No.
I should have had a V8. Anyway, welcome to the show, guys. I'm back from Wichita and Tulsa. I'm glad to be back. Not that I didn't like those cities. But listen, like you would appreciate it. This is your joke, but... You know, I'm like a George Clooney in fucking Tulsa.
Oh, my God. You're super hot, right? Oh.
You know what I mean? I'm like...
I don't know why people vacation in nice places.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just go to in the middle of nowhere, Michigan, and live it up. You will be like the hottest fucking thing that's hit the town in probably 10 years.
No, I'm telling you. You know, it's like people are looking at me like, I'm like, what is this lady looking at me for? Is she a prostitute?
Yeah, no.
She's not. She's
just a regular person.
She's a girl that thinks I'm hot.
Wow, someone's interested.
I couldn't believe it. That was such a shitty open. You should be surrounded and tormented by a gang of Catholic school boys. Mike Sweeney, you would love to have Catholic school boys, I'm guessing. Mark Pecoroni, what's up, buddy? I got into this today. We're going to get into this in the opening of the show. But these Facebook fucking trolls, people that just think it's funny to be fucking ridiculously stupid and rude and be an asshole. You know, why is it that on Facebook or any of these social media, people just say what they want, but they wouldn't say it in front of your face? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I had a situation.
Are you asking me or Jack? This is the thing.
What do you mean?
I think you're a little bit more well acquainted with the Facebook, like, passive aggressive or just aggressive environment.
It's douchey, man. It's fucking douchey.
I don't have a lot to say because I can't say in really the history of Minda on social media, I've never had like a thing with somebody.
Right.
Like, my things are like to people's faces because I'm really pissed off and I've had enough. Like, my things aren't like on, like, in a tweet. Like, I don't, I don't like take, I'm like Italian. We don't really take care of stuff like that. We kind of just go right to the issue.
Yeah.
Because that's how you stop things. So right. I don't know the lay of the land, if you will, as well as a connoisseur like yourself, somebody who maybe hasn't been an active participant, but has dabbled.
Right.
I think it's fair to say you've dabbled. Right? Would you agree?
I have no idea what she's talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
Facebook fights? Is that what you're
Yes.
Saying?
Have you dabbled in the Facebook drama? So, what do you think about it?
Me?
Anybody. Yeah, what do you think? Have you done that before?
No.
Have you?
I stay totally out of it, 100%. I watch other fights, and I could have stepped into one because I knew that the issue was fake. And it was, I wanted to say something because someone was being blamed for something they didn't do, but I was like, this is stupid to come at this person online.
Yeah.
I just figured if I ever saw them again, I would say something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way to do
Yeah, I listen. But, I was actually contemplating, I got a gig coming up, and I was thinking about an opening act, let's say, or something, and it was between a couple people, right? And, you know, and I'm saying, you know, and I just on Facebook, and I see this post, and I start reading it, I'm like, what, you know, Why is it that people can't just stay on topic and they can't just make fun of the other person or attack another person or, you know, like, just keep to the topic.
Yeah.
You know, why the minute I'm just amazed that people like, oh, you're a fucking idiot or you're an ugly, whatever. I'm like, and I saw that and I go, well, I just made my decision.
Yeah.
It just happened to be somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, this is the thing, Jackie, you might know this. I'm not on his show list anymore. So maybe did I do a Facebook post? you know how he mentioned a list? I used to be. I'm no longer on the list. Did I do a post that angered you in some manner?
You never post anyway. How could that happen?
Yeah. I don't see you posting anything.
I post Comedy Basement. That's
I'm pissed about all the flyers you're putting on Facebook. Fuck it. She does so much advertising.
Oh, my gosh. No, today I shared an RV because I want to win it.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's real, but it seems
it's
real.
Probably real.
Yeah, it seems like a real thing. And I will say this, a week ago or so, I posted a video of people seeing color for the first time.
Oh, that's nice.
And I cried twice. So I don't cry a lot, but it like choked me up. I'm like, oh, I must be
ovulating. Even know what Mindo crying would look like.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, obviously it's cute, but it's like, it's not. It's not like
that.
Like it's, no, it's just more like a. Like a little
never
tear
like
wipe.
A hysterical.
Yeah, it's not like an ugly cry.
Yeah, you don't like
it's just, yeah, no. I mean, it was touching. I wasn't hysterical.
I get it. It's one of those heartfelt videos.
Yeah, it's like when you watch pit bulls and parolees and the house gets approved at the end and they have a new family.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, it came from like fighting and it was almost dead and it had like five diseases.
Oh, well, the last Facebook post or video I cried to is when they showed these two dogs. And one had got hit by a car and was just laying there. And the other dog was like trying to, like standing by and protecting it. And like trying to like kept touching him. Like, hey, what's the matter, man?
I would absolutely and cry. Dog videos or cat videos are what get me.
I was tearing.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't care about people. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. People get. I don't give a fuck.
The animals. Yeah.
The one video that kind of got viral was here in Florida when a white lady. Confronted some people on motorcycles, part of this Martin Luther King thing, blocking a bridge out there in Brickell.
Mm-hmm.
And she got out of the car and like, get out of the way. And they're all yelling. And, you know, the video picks up and the young black guys call her a cracker and a white bitch and all this shit. And then she was sitting there like, get out of the way. You ran over my foot. And then this fucking Spanish guy looking, Latin guy, cultural guy walked out and he's toting a gun. He comes walking in like Beretta. You know, he comes walking down like, what's going on? Who said what? You know, I'm like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? You know, you don't, it's just amazing to me. Like, first of all, I don't know if people realize this, but I was like to put myself, I watched this guy go, oh, what would have made me so fucking pissed off that I would have been walking out of my car with a gun? And I thought to myself, you know, I'm a self-preservationist. So the minute I would think about walking out of the car with a gun, no matter how pissed off I am, I would go, let me think about all the things I've accomplished so far in my life. Let me think if I want that all to go down the fucking toilet.
I
want to go and confront some kids that are fucking around on their motorcycles.
I feel like I've heard Dougie stories before that include you like getting out of the car aggressively with your piece. I don't know. Maybe I'm just misremembering.
No, I've never gotten out of my car with my gun.
Or at least threatening. Maybe showing.
I will check the archives. I've never gotten out of my car brandishing my weapon.
I don't know. I just feel like that's something in the past you may have said. But maybe this is part of the new leaf.
No.
That you've turned over a new leaf.
I can tell you, I've turned over that fucking leaf a long time ago. Many years ago, I said when I'm on the road, I don't look. You know, people piss you off. You wait for them to drive. And you look at them like, fuck it.
Yeah,
I don't do that anymore.
Oh, I do that all the time. I get so angry. I gotta see who that fucking person is.
So you give him that look. You give him that look over there.
Like, why are you driving? That's the look. That's just when I start. Man, I wish they would have bullhorn horns, like where you can talk to people while you're driving, so you can like a horn isn't enough. Sometimes
I like that idea.
Right?
I actually thought about
you can just tell people what the problem is.
There should be like a reverse digital thing. Like if somebody's ahead of you. And they're looking in their rearview mirror, and you could put like one of those billboard digital things, like get the fuck out of the way, asshole.
I've had that high thought, like you should have a little speech bubble above your head, and be like, I just had to get out of this lane or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then if somebody's behind you, you could put the other one, in so they read it off your taillights,
exactly.
Like get off my ass, schmuck.
Yeah, you know? Have a good idea.
So you
here.
Took a digital, very like millennial. Like I'm still using like bullhorns, no. like
fucking smoke
just need
signals,
to read
police
it.
Academy. You know, like that's
everybody get up.
Kind of
hard to do
be,
that at 100
like,
miles an hour.
Be like, why are you in the left
they have
lane
that,
if
though,
you're gonna
you
go?
Can get it, the speaker where you can.
That seems so illegal.
My brother had it, and yeah. he used to yell. He just would meow at other cars in his like giant truck. But you can yell stuff, and people can hear it. You should get it.
That's on the Christmas list.
It's got a big antenna, though, out of your car. Real tall. But
if
it,
I ever get
real.
Pregnant, I should put something like that on, like, the baby shower list.
The registry.
I'm going to be so angry and mean. I'm going to need a car bullhorn.
Yeah. I need a battering ram.
Well, and we talked about pregnancy coma the last time I was here.
Yeah.
I'm
Are
make
you trying
that...
to get pregnant?
No. Okay. God, not
oh,
yet.
Oh, spread the word.
No, I'm trying to... I'm trying to wish I had another 10 years before I really had to do it.
Yeah,
I don't.
She knows it's coming up. She said
this
yes. She's
going
to marry Dan.
I'm hitting the wall of Dan's... I got to do. I don't know. I'm hoping that and maybe they just figure something out in the next, I don't know, 6 months to a year that will like allow me to have a baby without being pregnant.
I wish the same thing. I never want to physically be
oh, God,
pregnant.
It's so
it
gross.
Scares me.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
So you could do that. It's called surrogate.
It's
you could
called,
take your egg.
I gotta
That's
be rich.
A lot of money, bro.
Oh, look at you. You don't got money for that kind of thing?
Not that kind of money.
What's the matter with you? You
I'm
could do
sorry.
It.
I'm sorry. That's why pregnancy coma. That's the key.
Let your boyfriend hit you on the head with a pen, with a bowling pin.
Put me in a vegetative state for,
right?
for 9 months.
And wake you up in 9 months and two
right?
days.
I would like that.
It's in a sad story from the last time I was on. A lady in a coma or a vegetative state got impregnated by like
yeah,
a healthcare
Yeah, story
worker.
The lady in the healthcare. Over
they
here.
Had the baby. Oh. I was yeah. like, yo, I want to oh, do that.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I wonder how motivated that kid's going to be. Like it's going to be an interesting science project with that kid, right? The kid, there's a baby. That
they
lady,
didn't
that
know
lady
she
who's
was
been
pregnant till the end.
No, right.
She started well, moaning when she was
think,
having like contractions, and they're like, "Oh shit, she's not just getting fat. The vegetative lady is pregnant."
Yeah. Why would anybody think someone in a coma is going to get pregnant except the guy who's been banging her?
Oh man.
I wonder if they ever. They never, there's no. There's no been no follow up stories on that where they found that because they did DNA tests and all the employees.
Well, they're still figuring it out. I read a story today. I'm looking. I'm doing a deep dive, not only for my own production purposes, kinda
like the guy who
but
banged
also
her?
Because no.
He did a deep dive too.
That's a good. Yeah.
It must be. If she's lifeless.
Oh man, but boy, that's the way to be pregnant.
Right.
Yeah, man.
A lifeless pregnancy.
So at any rate, we started we
my dream.
We opened the show with hostilities and things like that. And say freedom of speech, God bless. You know, but fuck man, keep it don't make it personal. You know what I mean? Don't make it personal. I made a comment on a comics post like with that whole thing that happened. We're gonna talk about the MAGA hat kids. Yeah,
oh,
that
well,
story.
That was not a hoax, but you know, that's a bigger story. It's not, he wasn't exactly yelling out the Indian.
Of course.
Yeah, no, that,
even if you, listen, if you had
that.
Half a fucking brain and you weren't, your mind wasn't tainted with fucking, you know, some sort of political fucking hysteria, you would have looked at it and go, what's, there's no confrontation here. The guy's banging a drum in the kid's face. He's smiling. What the fuck? What, you know what I mean? You know, it's confrontation, getting hit in the fucking head with a billy club. That's confrontation.
Well, no, they were being confrontative. I don't know what the word is there.
Confrontational.
There you go. They were being quite confrontational, but not to the Indian. The Indian was trying to step in to calm everyone down. Apparently, there was this band of like
Hebrew Israelites.
Yes,
black
there you
guys,
go.
And they were called. And we all know,
like black guys. I was I was so impressed when you pulled off Hebrew Israelites, and everyone can go look that up themselves.
Black guys.
But these, listen, everybody first saw the story of the kid's face smirking. Everybody wanted to punch the guy. People wanted to get him. They wanted to find out where he lived and everything. They wanted to destroy his family without fucking knowing anything. These fucking people, our fellow citizens, these fucking schmucks out there that are so ready to fucking curse and criticize. They want to take the family and send the guy to hell, beat the fuck out of him, and they don't know a dick.
Well, this is to be fair. Even though
no, let's not be fair. Let's be completely fucking.
Well, it sounds
fucking
like you want to be fair here, right?
Well, that's what I'm trying
to
say.
So he comes from a high school that apparently has a thing where they call it like Black Day. It's because it's one of their school colors. And at the games, people put body paint on, including their face, from head to toe in black and then also wear black clothes. So, not knowing the story behind that, you look it up and the kid comes from a school where people are at the pep rally doing blackface and it seems like a little weird. No, but that's what it is. It's a thing. I read a story on it today. Right.
So
I can't believe they brought
wearing...
up something I know about.
Oh, well, God,
never happened.
Amazing. All right. What's a fucking... They're in Kentucky? Is that the school
it's
of Kentucky?
It's like some Coventry Christian Academy,
all right. So,
whatever.
Listen, come on.
Coventry
Catholic. Don't be surprised, you know, listen, who knows what the fuck they're doing, and if that's been happening, they're wherever the fuck they're doing.
Why'd they wear the Trump hats?
Why not? I mean,
why are people yelling at a thing about like indigenous people? I don't understand all the yelling and protesting.
Right. There was a guy, there was also a Facebook, there was a black man in Hooters, and he was wearing a MAGA hat.
Well, there's
and
nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
Illegal.
No, and he said he had a black waitress at Hooters, and she got mad at him she called him all kinds of names because he had the hat on. She wouldn't serve him.
Okay.
And then what the fuck?
You know, I don't think that waitress is allowed to make that decision.
She's not.
Hooters
that's
corporate.
What the kid. That's what the guy kept saying.
She doesn't seem like she's like a corporate representative of the brand.
Agreed.
You know,
just like a crazy black girl who went off in a Hooters.
Yeah. And again, here's the thing: all these fucking people act like they know everything. They like all of a sudden we're in a state now where people have just chosen sides. Irregardless of fact and what really is happening, I'm just going to flip off on the fucking handle and go crazy. You know, I there was a post I commented. Some lady goes, she comments, yo, you must be Christian. And I'm like,
well, is there something wrong with that?
Well, that's the first thing I was thinking. But then I said, you know what? People who like to label aren't far from being racist. Because the problem with racism is people just like to label and associate something with a person by labeling it and doing it by labeling. If I say, oh, you're just a typical fucking bitch. You know what I mean? You know what
heard
I'm saying?
That before? Yeah, that's what it means.
You're just a.
You're
I can
right,
tell
you're
you.
Right.
I mean, I may be on point there, but you'd hate, you know, you would. I could
I'm
say
not,
that.
I'm pretty laid back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what I want to be. So, what are you saying? So, you're saying racist people stereotype and
I'm just saying labeling people. It's very. I'm just
so
sick
people
of,
on Facebook are racist.
I've said it 1,000 fucking times. I'm just sick of hypocrisy.
Okay.
You know, people are like. Oh, you know, they get mad. Oh, you know what? That person's this, that person's this. And then they turn around just being ugly to somebody. Like, and if I was Christian, you're going to denigrate the Christian faith? You
well,
know what I mean?
Are you getting off Facebook now? Is this it for you? You checking out a fish?
Listen, what I've been able to do, I've seeped through the cracks a little bit, but
okay.
I've been able to say, fuck it, I'm not making posts anymore.
Oh, so you're going to ninja it.
No, but even then, I'm like, I had a comment when I commented this, and this guy started attacking me, and I got pissed. I ended up saying, I'm gonna go to L.A. and shove that fucking guitar up your ass.
Whoa,
that? Yeah, because listen, he was calling me. He's saying
pretty aggressive.
He fished my post, and he put something. It's like, you're some fat guy wearing fucking superhero shirts, stupid shit. I'm like, dude, what are you fucking 10? And meanwhile, I found that he's a wrestling fan. I'm like, a wrestling fan is making fun of my fucking superhero T-shirts.
It sounds like everyone needs to meditate.
Everybody, somebody
right?
did say that on the
meditation
post. They said everybody needs
great.
To smoke some hash.
I was about to say, smoke some weed.
Everybody should be, that we should,
kick
fuck,
back,
the next national, the next national holiday should be Get Fucked Up Day.
Okay.
Just get fucked up, just smoke hash, smoke some pot.
I was
just
going to have
out.
A Coke. Like, you know, I don't drink soda that much anymore.
No.
So
go
having
crazy.
Having a nice, like, regular Coke is, like, a big thing for me now.
There you go.
Minda's cheat day is having a Coke. Now you know you're getting, it's time you have a baby.
Oh, my God. I made, like, 2 dozen cookies last night. I actually meant to bring some and I forgot them.
Oh, my
I brought,
God.
I made peanut butter chocolate chip and regular
what?
Chocolate chip from scratch,
I love
no less.
Butter.
Why the fuck?
I was rushing to be here on time.
Why would
all
you
the,
tell us about it now?
Yeah,
well, because
that's what a tease.
I forgot until just now. Like, I had put them aside in a baggie.
I had these really delicious peanut butter and chocolate.
I throw them in the microwave so they don't stay out on the counter so the cat doesn't, like, get after the cookies.
You have a cat. Mm.
Yeah, and he eats things.
Mine does, too.
Mm. Well, they do eat. That's how people survive.
But no. But, like, usually cats aren't like dogs. They're usually just really interested in their cat food.
Really?
Unless it's, like, bacon or fish or
turkey,
something, like, super enticing.
Yeah.
Like, but my cat will, like, try to eat popcorn or, like, cookies or plastic.
Yeah, my cat eats literally everything.
It's
you got a goat cat.
Yeah, they're weird. It's going to cost me a lot of money.
My cat eats Q-tips.
Whoa. Yeah. Q-tips?
He eats the cotton
Dan
off the
that.
Ends and then swallows them and then just chews the plastic until it's done, yeah.
Oh my God!
It's crazy.
I know. You know it's scary.
Funny? You know what's funny?
Yeah, it kept so much.
We locked the bathrooms.
It's one of my. I remember one of my dogs. I don't remember which one. Like would eat and like stuff off the ground and stuff.
Yeah.
And like there's between my wife and my daughter, there's long hair all over the place.
Uh huh.
So they'll eat and all of a sudden the dog will be taking a shit.
And then it's hanging from it's them. Hanging my cat does the same thing.
Oh my God.
I've had to pull them out of his butt because because it just hangs there and then shit's just like hanging and he lays on the couch and shit's just everywhere. So I've had to pull them out.
Anybody want
to
come over?
That's a real thing.
Tea? It is a real thing.
It's the weirdest thing because then you're like, you don't want to sit there. And then I remember last time it happened, I didn't have like gloves out back.
Use a paper towel.
Well, yeah. I didn't have paper. I was out back, so I grabbed a leaf.
Yeah. I think Dan's pulled one of my hairs out of his butt before, too.
Probably.
That's a real thing. Or you get one wrapped around your balls or something. It's like, what is this?
Mine get everywhere. It's literally everywhere.
Yeah. It's all over. My wife's had like hair everywhere, man. You know, and you're like sitting there.
You've pulled a hair out of your ass before.
I don't think I have.
What?
I honestly can tell
like
you.
From like your waistband or something.
I know I pulled them. Yeah. I know I pulled
not
them
from
out
around
of
a ball?
Around.
Yeah, I guess.
No, that's it. Sometimes they wrap around. It depends. You know.
What the hell are you guys doing? Wrap your fucking
what are you
hair
talking
around
about?
Your balls? Yeah. No, I'm pretty good at holding my wife's, you know, head.
Oh, what?
Did I say that?
Well, there's the answer. Yeah. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
I'm pretty good. I'm like, you know, I'm pretty good at winding it up and balling it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Graphic.
No, but honestly, unless my memory is fading me, I don't remember. I think I would remember me pulling a hair out of my ass.
Oh my God!
Like, I can't remember how many I've pulled out of my ass.
Yeah,
that's insane.
I mean,
I have long hair.
I don't know. This is sexy or disgusting.
He has like your wife's Philippine, Asian, but I don't remember.
Oh, you're so racist.
No,
you
I'm asking for ethnicity.
I know. Well, by the way, that happened to me in Wichita.
Well, what is it?
She's Cambodian.
Cambodian. Yeah. Philippines. I was so close, right? That's
racist.
Not that far. It's like calling it like Cuban or Puerto Rican. Like, I don't know what I just did there.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. You're going to piss the Cubans are going to get real pissed.
Maybe
say,
her
like
hair's too fine. So you don't, maybe he doesn't get like butt
light
crack color hair.
Light color too.
Yeah, that could be
no,
it.
No, it's not. My wife's got dark hair.
No, it's fine hair. Like it's.
No, I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. Well,
I know I pulled it, you know, but I when you say pulling out of your ass, I figure he's like pulling it out of his asshole.
No, just like stuck in the butt crack or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it's different.
Oh, right.
I don't think I've ever done that either, to be honest with you.
Well, if you dry with a towel or something.
Listen, this only goes to show you my wife's not giving me enough oral, okay?
No.
Honey,
even an oral
honey, Dan's got to pull Minda's hairs out of his ass. That's how much fucking oral he's getting. You know, meanwhile, what do I say? Blowjob?
It's not even that. Think about it. When your wife is on top, her hair is hanging right over the back, like your ball
she's not
area.
Getting on top.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing all the fucking work, man.
I'm really putting her on blast right now.
Okay, maybe that's why.
If someone asks her, are you pulling any of Doug's hairs out of your ass? Oh, yeah, all the time.
Oh, my God. Probably on the daily.
Fucking. whatever. Any rate, very now I'm depressed to think about how little oral I'm getting. This happened when I was in Wichita. There was an Asian kid sitting in the front with his girlfriend, white girlfriend. And I did a joke because I do a joke. I ask if you want to look Italian kind of thing. And I do. And the guy says, no, I he goes, I am Italian. And I'm like. And everybody laughed. Everybody just started laughing because he's Asian. You know, and they all thought it was funny. I'm like laughing, like, oh, I just thought, are you Chinese? And he just looked at me stupid. And you're Asian. And so after the show, this guy comes. He's like 5 foot tall, weighing about 100 pounds. He comes up to me like Bruce Lee with an attitude. Like literally, like I thought this guy was going to come up and fucking hit me. He just had this look on his face.
He wanted to fight?
Yeah.
He didn't know about the dangerous Dougie?
He wasn't aware of
the MMA?
My credentials.
No. Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, he was full of life, this kid, man. I swear to God, I thought he was going to jump across the fly through the, you know.
Those little ones, they're firecrackers.
Hey, I never underestimate anybody, okay? But I could see it in his eyes. This guy was fucking lit, okay? And he comes up, he goes, hey, I go, what's up? And I go to shake his hand. He doesn't shake my hand. Right there, it's a sign. And he goes, you're racist. I go, really? Why did you say that, man? He goes, because you asked me if I'm Chinese. And I'm like, well, I'm a little ethnically insensitive. I probably should have asked you're Asian. You know, obviously you're Asian. And he's like, you're racist. I go, nah, why do you say that? You know what I mean? People come to me and ask me if I'm Italian all the time. I don't get mad and throw a cannoli at them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, get over it. I'm not racist. I'm trying to get to know you better. Lighten the fuck up, dude.
Did you ask what kind of Asian he was?
No, I didn't ask what kind of Chinese he was or Asian. I just asked him because we were on the stage at the time. Remember, this is with one guy, this other guy who was standing next to me, who happened to be a Trump, big Trump supporter. He kept talking about it. But he goes, oddly enough, no, you're, by the way, I don't know if you realize you're in a comedy club, dude. You know, it's like, he told the kid that, and he looked at him and looked at him like he wanted to fuck him up.
Uh-huh.
And then he kept saying, he goes, I go, dude, I'm guilty of trying to get to know you, bro. So, and he goes, you're racist. I go, well, I think it's kind of tech. I don't think it's possible. My wife's Asian. If I was racist, I don't think I'd marry an Asian woman.
Yeah.
So I think you're a little fucked up in the head.
Your assessment is off.
And he said it about four or five more times. Now I got to the point where, again, I was trying to restrain myself because I almost took his face and smashed him into the fucking door for a second.
Okay.
That was part of my early first urges to do the old Dougie. But no, I said, all right, dude, you're done. I've heard what you said. He said, you're racist. I go, okay, what are you going to do now? And I basically put my arms down and put my face right in front of him.
Uh-huh.
Like, in other words, saying, if you're going to do something, do it, or get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So he backed off and he walked away.
I hope that never happens to me after a show.
Me too.
To be like confronted over like, I didn't like your joke. It's like, well, so what?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want me to do about it now? Like,
I'd get punched in the face.
No, you wouldn't. you're a tiny girl. No one's going to punch you in the face.
They might. I don't know.
You never pissed anybody off?
On stage, not that I know of.
No?
Not yet.
I don't think she has a real confrontational set.
No, not at all.
Not really. I had someone say something about, like, why do you have to announce that you're not gay? It's like, it's just a joke because I look gay, and she was like, you ashamed? I'm like, right after I say nothing against gays, I'm fine with it, like I cover my ass on it, and she was like, just sounds offensive, like you don't want to be gay but you are. And I was like,
okay, let me ask you a
but
question.
I'm not, so I don't want to be, like, it's more like that. It's just like, I have nothing against anyone who's gay, but when I'm not gay,
and everyone thinks
I don't
want
to be called gay,
exactly.
Just like when you're not straight, you don't want to be called straight.
There.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
isn't that amazing? Like, to me, you are coming from you. You're like, I don't know, why is it that people think that when you do something, you should be considering everybody's fucking feelings before you do it?
Fuck that.
Because that's the problem. This
everyone's way politically correct.
That's
now.
Fucked up. I'm tired of this shit.
I know. That's why Trump's the president, because everyone like raged against the political correctness.
It wasn't the Russians.
Now we have the most politically correct.
I guarantee
person.
If you ask everybody who voted for Trump if it had anything to do with Russians, they'd say, of course not. What the fuck are you talking about? By the way, it was funny last week. Not that I want to get political, but I love it when people have to eat shit. Especially professionals.
You're so supportive of others.
I'm not supportive of others who have their heads up their ass.
Okay.
When you hear a news story and the news story starts with, if this is true, the news story last week broke from BuzzFeed that supposedly Cohen admitted under a testimony that Trump told him to lie under the Senate and change his fucking story, which is, and everybody's impeach. But the news stories should give a warning light should go off to anybody, irregardless of your political belief, that when you're listening to a news story and it starts with, if this is true.
Hold on. Did you say you were watching BuzzFeed?
No.
Oh, I was like, when is that a news outlet? Yeah. Like, what were you watching?
This last week, if you were watching the news.
Oh, the news.
A news source from BuzzFeed, reporters from BuzzFeed reported.
Okay.
And all the other CNN, MSN, even ABC now, because that fucking cocksucker that runs ABC News now, the political side, that guy with that fucking, let me put my hair straight down my face haircut.
Bro, you got to meditate.
No, well, this guy.
You got to like serenity.
I don't like it.
Now,
I don't like
shit.
It when people who are so fucking one-sided are in a position where they shouldn't be.
Yeah, but hair is upsetting you.
His hair is, because, listen, just comb your hair back and look. You know, when everybody gets that you're brushing your hair from the back of your head. So
I'm insecure.
So
with all that money, you think you just buy new hair, like get some jet shit implanted, at night.
Yeah,
you know?
He should be like that one guy who was on Trump's team that got arrested that painted that vampire V on his fucking head. Yeah, like his hair's. It's like
guys have so much money. Like he can go to Camp David for the weekend and come back with fully like weaved in hair. Like
without a doubt.
do it. He has Melania. She doesn't give him like any style tips. I have a feeling they don't talk a lot.
Oh, you're talking about Trump now?
Yeah, I thought that's who we were talking about.
No, we were talking
about hair.
He's said somebody with
there's
a
guy.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry. Well, we talked about hair from the back being combed all the way to the front.
Yeah. See, you're racist. I say hair, and you automatically think I'm talking about Trump.
Well, hair combed from the back to the front.
With the comb over.
Yeah,
I don't think he's got hair in the back. I think his hair's all on the side somewhere. It comes from one source.
There's like a weird swoop.
Yeah.
That happened, and it's definitely gotten better since he ran for president. Like someone like got it a little bit more on point. But I just go buy hair.
Yeah.
Take a weekend and get some hair, bro.
Listen, I will say this. You know, because presidents age.
Yeah.
You know, Obama went in there with
that. Like shit.
Well,
Trump
is. I'm not saying. I'm saying he looks the same.
He does.
He always looked like shit.
They just showed a side by side of him. Dan and I actually just had a conversation about it. He's deteriorating too. Everyone deteriorates. You know all this special stuff and about all the threats and, you know, the people dying and whatever. Wouldn't that be stressful? I mean, you're stressed out about Facebook. Could you imagine if you're the president?
No. See, and not at all. That's
okay.
That's like when people tell me CEOs don't deserve all that money. Run a company for a fucking day and tell me if those people don't deserve what they get paid for not only doing it, but doing it well.
Yeah, agreed. You know? I felt like that myself today and yesterday.
I'm sorry I didn't get to see your guys' comments.
Oh, there's
the
comments.
Oh, there's a bunch
of my
them.
God. Look at that.
Yeah,
what do they say, Dougie?
They say
anything good?
And we want to hear more about Minda pulling hair out of Dan's ass.
No, nobody wants to hear about that. It's definitely not on there. Oh, look, Jackie's looking at the comments. Oh,
yeah,
man. I don't have the Facebook app on my phone.
I should have some of you guys reading that
shit.
You
don't have the Facebook app on your phone?
No, I always go through the browser as if it like prevents them from collecting some additional info that they're not already getting. But that's not true.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Mike, thank you. That was an interesting thing. Alyssa Milano, who I've torn her up on.
You got a thing with Alyssa Milano? You don't like her?
No, I don't like her. I don't like her. No, I don't care for her at all in her political way she thinks.
Mm-hmm.
She basically said, Mike pointed out, that she said the MAGA hat's like the is like a hood. It's like the KKK hoodie.
Oh, it's a KKK.
Yeah, that's what
hood.
She's called it now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a ripoff of a bunch of other presidents' speeches from Kennedy to Reagan. They all said, we're going to make America great again.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know why everyone acts like it's so like abhorrent now, because it's been said a bunch of times.
I know many comics would be happy if they had merch like that. Okay. If you had a fucking hat that would sell that well, or a T-shirt, you'd be pretty fucking happy. So give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, and I bet you that stuff is definitely made in China.
Yeah, well, again, cheaper than here.
That's how you make it profitable.
At the moment.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So you don't like Alyssa Milano. You know, I used to always confuse Alyssa Milano and Leah Remini, but now I know the difference.
Leah Remini is the one who's bringing down the Church of Scientology.
Scientology. Yeah, it's getting stale. She's like three seasons in, and you're like
getting
just
any
deading.
Deeper.
You're just like beating a dead horse. Like, yeah, we know they're crazy. They took us through all the reasons why.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't take multiple seasons.
It's like they're not getting any deeper. You know what I mean? It's you have to.
No, they got as deep as they could, and now people are dropping off, and it's just kind of now like everyone's like survivor story.
Right.
You know, specifically those who grew up in the organization. So it's very like North Korea, where you just don't know any better. Like,
right.
Literally, you're shipped off as like an 8-year-old and, you know, good luck.
Yep.
You're in the Sea Org.
By the way, it's that time.
What's that time?
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. Time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world to make fun of them. It's that simple. Our first story today.
This is my favorite part of the show, by
is
the
it?
Way. Yeah.
I was going to can the whole thing.
Oh, my God. I do this the whole time.
All right.
Yeah, talk shit about headlines.
Sex offender with horns in his head accused of trying to lure a child into his home.
Like as a unicorn?
No, I mean, you got to see this guy. He's he's got these implants in his forehead.
But why would you do those, like, scary ones? Why wouldn't you do a big, like, you know, like, you're trying to get kids.
Go big or go home.
paint your face white, put a a mane on and a horn out
Yeah,
of your
no, that's what I'm saying. You're trying to get little children. Think out of the box, bro.
I think they want to look like the devil.
You don't want to look like the boogeyman.
Because that's why little children love coming to the devil.
I like the devil.
Come here, little children.
Hey, devil worshiper.
So you'd get a Jackie.
Got me,
And she would be like very horns. Underwhelmed with the experience. Like super aloof about it. Like, oh, it's okay.
A registered sex offender with surgically implanted horns in his head has been arrested on suspicion of trying to lure a 17-year-old girl into his home.
Oh, that's not a small 17.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know.
What, was she like that's the pizza mean. Delivery girl?
You can, I mean.
Yeah,
I mean,
she was your Uber Eats driver.
Yeah, you could be, you can go.
That is Jackie.
I mean, you could get away with, like, I didn't know she was 17.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Jackie shows up with the Uber Eats and it's probably like, cool horns, man. And he's probably. He's probably like, you want to come in and touch him? And then it got like really weird. Like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I can see Jackie. Yeah, I'll touch him. I never touched horns before.
But I wouldn't press charges.
No, of course not.
That's right. Me. Just a misunderstanding.
No, it's definitely not you.
My dad
You'd
would
be way
it.
Cooler about
oh,
it.
For sure.
Yeah. Arturo Martinez, 42, is accused of pestering the teenager along with other women on social media to come into his property in Hesperia, California. Police said he used fake name and disguised his voice to make himself sound like a woman.
Ew. Okay, never mind.
With horns?
Police said he used a fed baba. He's also accused of contacting babysitting, cleaning, taxi, estate agents, and delivery services in an effort to lure women.
Oh, shit.
I need a babysitter for my dick.
Delivery service. I'm next.
Someone come wash my horns. Like.
Martinez is accused of contacting women with the intent to lure them into their homes for sexual assault.
All right, so I'm sticking with the creepy.
Yeah.
You know, like as far as,
where
like the horns
live?
Aren't throwing anyone off.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look at me, I'm bad, you know. Yeah. I don't know, I just think you
want to
do nice things if you're... Uh-oh. I think
do
the
me
dog has
you
had
let him out?
Enough of this podcast.
Yeah. You know it's bad when the dog wants to leave.
Oh, he's like, you biatches are boring.
I guess somebody's home.
I got
home.
Something better to do.
That's what's happened. Somebody else
some
is home.
Some treats to eat.
Yeah, I call that dog cock blocker now, because he sleeps with us all the time.
Weird.
Yeah, so I can't even hug my wife without him going nuts.
No way.
Yeah.
Like, my cats will lay in the bed, but, like, if people are moving around, they're not staying.
No, my dog, the minute something happens, he goes, he's got to be a part of it. He thinks it's a threesome.
Nice.
This is like an infomercial on why never to have a dog. Like, that's terrible.
PETA's calling in complaining. You're so insensitive. Florida woman shot after performing sex act for $5 in Pringles.
She was shot for that?
Yeah. Must have been a horrible blowjob.
That sounds like a bargain.
I wonder if she got her hair caught in the guy's ass.
Like, I kind of feel like for $5 in Pringles, you got to tether your expectations. You know, like...
Hey, you're using your teeth.
What is, you know, like, are we expecting it to be great?
Yeah, how good could a $5 blowjob be? And Pringles.
Pringles. I wonder how she negotiated
that. Well,
they're
Pringles.
They
weren't Lay's. Pringles were pretty good.
Well, that's not. It's definitely a high dollar potato chip. You know, that's luxury chips right there. But like, I want to know what the negotiation was. Like, like, did he offer the $5 and then she like, because he wouldn't do more, said, "Well, I want the Pringles too." Or
I win some Pringles, you got a deal.
Yeah. Or was it like, did he start with the Pringles
and she
was
like,
it's not just gonna be the Pringles. You gotta come up with some cash.
I think
too.
You're right. She probably said, "How much money you got?" And he pulled out a $5.
And she's
and
like,
he's
nah.
like, and then he goes, "Well, I got these Pringles."
Half-eaten.
So then he shot her, or was it an accident, or what?
Jacksonville police say man ran off. Women's injuries are not life-threatening, thank God.
Boom. Give me my Pringles back, bitch. Like,
not worth my Pringles.
I want my... A woman was shot on Monday night outside a gas station after she performed a sex act in exchange for $5. So not only this guy busted his nut and go, fuck it, you ain't getting my Pringles. These are barbecue, bitch.
Why did the guy have to be black?
That wasn't
and
black,
eat barbecue
was it?
Pringles.
Hold on a second.
We can make Dougie racist.
I was trying to be more thuggy than anything.
Thuggy,
you know? like
white thuggy?
I could be like a redneck guy. He was in Jacksonville. He was probably a redneck guy.
Stop being a bitch. You got my barbecue chips. They're
That's
mine.
That's not what that first take sounded like.
No, no. I just won't. No.
All right. But yeah, so you're trying to do a redneck white guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought that was hilarious, by the way.
They found a woman whose name was not released with a gunshot wound to her shoulder.
Oh, that poor lady.
The woman told investigators that she agreed to perform a sex act with a man in exchange for $5 and some Pringles potato chips. After the act, she said the man demanded the $5 back and then shot her in the shoulder and ran off.
Oh, she was smart. She ate the Pringles first.
Yeah, that's probably why I got mad, because she was blowing.
These back.
I was wondering that, too. Like, do you do what you can, which is eat the Pringles, because you know you can't get the $5.
She was probably doing both.
She was shot. She was like eating.
She was probably doing both at the same time. And you know, it's not a good mix.
You can't chew and blow.
Nor should you.
I mean, there's certain things you could do, like sometimes like fruit. You know what I mean? Like grapes.
What?
Like
they're like in a bathroom at like a Sunoco.
But I don't know. Like, I'm not putting myself there. But I mean, like
he's like, oh, or you know, you could put sushi all over your body.
No.
She's negotiating for Pringles in like an Exxon bathroom.
I'm just trying to distinguish the difference between if you're gonna have oral sex, like with a guy, if you ever want to try it, you have an oral on a girl.
Have
some like grapes, nice cool grapes, and then you can like fuck with them and like they're like, you know, you eat them at the same time. But with potato chips,
I am sure,
while you're getting blown, it's like crispy, crunchy on your dick.
Have
you know what I mean?
Have like you been blown with grapes in someone's mouth?
No, not grapes. It's a female thing.
You eat fruit all the time before oral sex, Jackie?
Yeah, you shove them in there and it pops back out. It's a grape.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So this is the thing.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Okay. I imagine she was somewhat experienced at giving blowjobs
in the
bathroom.
If it's a blowjob, yeah.
She probably didn't mix the chips and the she didn't chew and blow at the same time.
You know, it's a better deal. I'll give you this blow pop, and you know,
okay,
right?
Pop rocks on a blow.
No,
job,
I think you just shot her anyway.
Oh my god, can you imagine?
Well, that is a thing.
That is a thing.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's a millennial thing. I've done it.
Really?
Yeah, I figured we were being honest.
Yeah, that's what
so let me hold on a second.
That's a
this
real
is
thing.
So let me get this straight. This is going to be one. By the way, thank you, because you just gave me a little thing we could talk about. Like,
right.
By the way, Jackie shares with us about pop rocks and blowjobs. All right. So the millennial thing is a woman performs oral on the guy, and she'll put pop rocks in her mouth.
Yes.
And then start
and it just like tingles
you're so
around
old.
The dick.
I can't believe you haven't heard this. It isn't that new.
I don't think it's super millennial. Pop rocks aren't even really popular anymore. They,
I don't
they
think
were
seen
more
them
back
long.
Then.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do that with swish around some soda.
They sell them at sex stores. Like they sell
pop
rocks. Pop
for that reason. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez. See, I don't know anything anymore.
Anything
I heard
catch
it wasn't
a little
that
tingle.
Good.
That's how far. See, I opened the show
that's
saying
the
I'm not getting a blowjob. I'm not getting enough.
You don't even know about the newest trends from the 80s.
I'm like, honey, can you pick up some pop rocks?
Yeah.
Pop rocks at Costco when you go there next time. Yeah, what's that? What is this for? I'll tell you later.
They have glow-in-the-dark ones, too.
There you go.
Oh, that's fun. It turns into a fucking Star Wars episode.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised that you haven't explored more food with sex options.
Oh, man, what are you kidding? Like champagne, like wine, you're drinking wine and you're doing that.
Whatever, I
in,
imagine
you
with like the whipped cream and the chocolate syrup. And
I remember I tried that years ago, man,
pizza.
In high school. Fucking pizza, I'll just eat before, honey. Let's just fuck when I get done eating. But, you know, the whipped cream.
Yeah.
Did that, almost got sick. So much fucking whipped cream. I'm the buttercream guy, I'm not a whipped cream guy.
That's the night Dougie found out he was lactose intolerant. Yeah.
What's the matter, honey? I can't get out of the bathroom.
Oh my god,
that's funny. No, and then the chocolate, you know, the chocolate syrup, the Hershey's.
Yeah that's a
oh
thing.
My god,
that's
yeah. But after a while, you're like, all right, mm-hmm. I don't. It's like you don't want to mix that with chocolate.
Okay,
I don't know
why.
I don't know. I just, you know, if chocolate's one of those standalone type things.
I think chocolate's great with
except for peanut butter.
Yeah.
Right? Peanut butter and chocolate are a good combination. That was a great Reese's commercial. You got my peanut and my chocolate. You know, you don't see somebody going, you got my dick and my fucking chocolate syrup. No, you got your chocolate syrup on my dick. That would be a funny commercial for like one of those video places, yeah. X-rated video places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to do a spoof on the old Reese's commercial.
Yeah, double dip that dick.
Some guy's walking out of the back room, and some lady's going back there with a fucking ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you got your ice cream cone on my dick. Yep. You got your dick in my ice cream cone.
Bringing flavor back.
Hey, man, consumed an entire bottle of ED medicine, and the results might surprise you. What do you think happened?
What
he
medicine?
Was flaccid.
ED?
He didn't just have one.
Oh,
he didn't have one Viagra. He had a bottle of
them. You got to bang older men, Minda.
Yeah.
No, good.
Ask her. She does.
No, fine.
A 50-something man got what he bargained for after taking an entire bottle of sexual dysfunction medication. Let's just call it a boner pill.
Okay. See, I would have known that or like Viagra. I didn't ED. It's very clinical. So he took the whole bottle.
Yeah, 2 months later, the man saw doctors for his debilitating night blindness.
Oh shit!
Whoa! Well, like, hold on. Did he have
I guess
the erection
he took care of the boner
for the entire 2 months? And then he's like, "Oh man, I'm going blind too. This is getting crazy."
I thought that would have been one of the first side effects, but it happened to bring the first side effect is the debilitating night blindness, and that might be because his dick was stuck in his face the whole time.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know if I can see her; just can't get my dick out of the way.
Yeah, it's huge now. It's always in the way.
Yeah, it's like having a dummy in front of me. It says here, sensitivity to light, donut-shaped spots in his eyes. That was maybe his balls. After 2 days of treatment, his condition improved, with exception to the donut-shaped spots. He told the doctors that he was a frequent Viagra user and had some sensitivity to light when he used the drug. I have sensitivity to light when I play on my iPhone too long. Does that ever happen to you?
Like your eyes hurt after
like
being,
I start getting blurry.
Screens.
Like
yeah.
I get worried it's something else.
I can't look at the sun if I'm too high. It hurts.
Well, that's not. I don't think you should be looking at the sun.
Not at it, but just.
No, she's just talking about being outdoors. In
yeah,
general.
If I just go outdoors and I'm really high, I'm like, oh. Yeah.
Gets to you? I thought she goes out there and just looks at the fucking sun. I can't look. When I'm too high, I just can't stare at the sun too long. That's funny. Yeah, he's not the first person, blah, 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 the vision side effects. Well, listen, I if he took a whole bottle, what does it say about how long his dick was sticking?
Also, why?
Yeah, that sounds like a waste of Viagra.
They're expensive, too, I've heard. I've heard.
No. Yeah.
God, this is all getting very pop rocks.
It is, yeah.
I can honestly say I've only taken Viagra once.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
I swear to God.
I don't believe you.
My dad had them, and the wifey and I went to the Bahamas, and I think I took one, and it was great.
Okay. Yeah. And now what, you just don't have sex?
Listen, like I said, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
You know
that
what
works
I mean?
Just
but,
fine.
But if anything, like they say, ED is one thing. ED, ladies, is erectile dysfunction.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, and Jackie said that.
Very right. Familiar. And you know what PE is, right?
Penile erection?
It's premature ejaculation.
I know about that, too.
Yeah. And
God, just making the show. It doesn't even matter how many funny things I said.
No.
She is a fucking star. Yeah. Yeah, so okay.
Quietly just sitting there.
Wow, just throwing shade. Yeah. I am just so... I'm overwhelmed and impressed all at once.
I'm not saying any specific person. I'll be clear on that. I'm just saying
we're not going to, yeah.
No, I really am not.
No,
I
mean, listen. And is it... now, here's the thing, ladies. Let me ask you that because, you know, there's a lot of people that there's... Like, there's people say, oh, but this guy said he lasted an hour. Who lasts an hour? And I'm like, I don't last an hour. I don't got that much time to be fucking around.
That sounds exhausting.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I would not want to have sex for an hour.
If I did had sex an hour, you know, be in shape.
Maybe like an hour put together over 3 hours
of other
with a couple breaks and a snack. And
straight up sex, no.
So straight up sex
like
would last
session.
How long?
Would last how long? What, am I preference or just
no? Like
normal,
like
3 seconds. I don't know.
look back, like an average, out of all
of
those
how
dudes,
long average
all
guys last?
Those guys. Oh my god,
like 2 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'm not doing too bad then.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Oh,
2 minutes. 2 to 5. We'll give them 2 to 5.
Wow.
On average of everybody, we're not saying
no.
Specific.
I get.
We're not talking
I get
about the guy you just broke up with.
No. Clearly, man. She's talking about a range of all the men who she's been
together.
With.
Right.
I'm sure, that's
thousands.
A huge list.
Yeah.
All right,
I mean,
so that's the average. You're saying that's
it's bit, not
that's
a
terrible.
List.
Thank God you need to get out there.
I
yeah,
don't really
that's
care.
Not
you
acceptable.
Got a is your number longer?
It no. Yes. Oh my God.
Well, she
two
has
to
a lot.
Minutes.
When she has sex,
I mean,
she has like a test. She like puts guys through litmus tests before she bangs them.
Well,
she like
no,
stick his knee.
Just,
she'll put her knee next to the guy's cock while they're making out.
What's
she
your
gives
average?
Her the size test. I don't know how
oh,
she
yeah,
tests
see,
for
he
timing.
Knows. Well, because he knew a lot of he knew single Minda.
Yeah.
I just had a lot of. Qualifications.
Yeah, like
I had five.
Yeah,
but you definitely. I used to have a joke about pre-qualifying the penis. Like before you sleep with somebody, you should definitely be in one of those make-out situations, clothes on, and just kind of rub up against, like, see what you're working with before you
right.
jump in.
I agree.
Because you don't want to get to the part where you're all naked and then you have to be like, no. Like, you don't want to be
Have you ever
that...
told a guy no because he had a micro dick, one
yes.
of those micro... Yeah?
Oh, wow. Good for you. I've never had that situation.
Well, not because he had a micro dick. I wasn't into what was going on.
Yeah, I've had someone whip it out before prematurely. Like, we were just, like, making out clothes on.
Right.
And then I look over and dude whipped it out.
Yeah.
And I waved that off. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, that. But yeah. I was never
one of those guys who, that like, I would try to put my hip forward a little bit, like, hoping to grab, you know, start unbuttoning the pants.
Yeah,
I've been wishfully thinking it, but I've never gone, I mean, I may have unbuttoned a button here or there once or two to help out.
No,
but
no, no.
I've never
he
whipped it out.
Full whipped it out. Like, I turned my head and turned back, and penis was just, like,
boing.
Out on my couch, and I was like...
Penis was on the couch.
Yeah, no,
like it's a fucking German Shepherd.
Yeah, I directed him to the bathroom, because, you know, I was like, hey, if you need to go take care of something, but you got, like, I did not... Wave. I
you.
Actually waved it off. I don't know what he was thinking. But
I think he wanted you to wave it off a few times.
Well, he probably did, but that wasn't happening.
Good
yeah, that's
you.
Very
yeah,
forward
that
move,
was
man.
Not in, yeah, no, it was
so,
a joke
so,
for
so
a while.
How, so her average is 2 to 3 minutes. What would you
two
say?
To five. Two to five.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ooh, big difference. Okay. All right, so.
I'm going to say 20 to 30.
20
or
wow.
maybe 15 to 25, if, yeah, ish. I mean, I always feel like it's about like a. Yeah, 20-minute plus
session. We're talking
session.
The whole act or just the sex?
Hmm.
No, just the sex
okay,
part.
Okay, just the sex. Just
yeah.
Sure.
I mean, obviously, there could be different situations like, you know, oh, my God, I haven't seen you in like, a week or whatever.
Then
and then all of a sudden, you know, that timeline might get shortened. But all things being equal, like, what am I even doing it for if we're not at least going to be there for like 15 minutes?
I get bored.
I get bored. You mix it up a little bit.
Yeah. No, by the way, where I told the story earlier, I'm finally looking at my chart again. By the way, one of the guy who was there during when the Asian guy was there.
Oh, okay.
The Trump supporter guy was there. So that was,
oh, you have backup on your comments.
He says...
he said it was completely inappropriate
when
he did see
you. I still
you?
Crack up thinking about that Asian kid that you triggered in Wichita.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so
okay.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. And you know, I give advice to guys when it comes to that, you know, because there's ways to battle that. I mean, there's some
you gotta focus sometimes.
Listen, I gotta tell you, when I met my wife, that's how I knew she was the one, because I was like, ooh, like I couldn't hold back.
Yes,
it was just magic down there.
Yeah,
right,
that's what happens.
It's just
and
magic.
Then you gotta reel it back.
Yeah,
and sometimes you gotta focus,
and it's hard. I mean, it's hard to focus when, you know what I mean, it's like a young kid who's about to run into Disney World. You know, a kid who's never been to Disney World, he sees those fucking gates. He goes running in.
Dan does that now as an adult. Yo, seriously.
You talking about Disney World or when you have sex?
To, like, Universal. Oh, no, that too. Yeah, no, both. It's actually almost the same exact reaction, except the sex is more often than the theme park.
I would hope so.
Yeah, we don't get to go.
Unless
to
you get an annual pass.
Yeah, the sex is free.
Yeah, the sex is free. Well, yeah, if you're not using condoms, then yeah.
You guys are great. What a show.
Are you happy
by the way,
about
I should remind you guys, by the way, it's a good time to go to the wakeuplaywithdougieshow.podbean.com and donate. Be a patron, all you people on here watching, right? Money goes to these guys for gas money, especially Jackie. Gosh, she comes from Palm Beach, for God's sakes. So you guys are Jackie fans. Come on.
Yeah.
Pony up.
I've never received any money from him, listeners. I want you to know that.
Well,
a dollar.
We started this after you started the regular, regular thing.
I don't know what he's talking about. But, hey, what is it? If you have us in your Amazon account, anytime you make a regular purchase,
something. If you want to buy something on Amazon, don't just go to Amazon. Go to wakeuplaywithdougieshow.podbean, click on our Amazon link, and just order.
It's a free way to help us out, and you don't even have to do anything.
The price doesn't increase.
Nothing.
Everything stays the same. They just give us a little cut.
Yeah. That's cool.
And when it's Amazon, understand it's a little cut, them cheap fucks.
Yeah, it's like a penny of a penny.
Yeah,
right?
It's a fraction of a percent. You know what I mean?
So we really need your help.
Yeah,
is
so
what we're saying.
So what we're saying is when you go on there, buy your next house on Amazon.
And put it through the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Put it through the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Can you imagine somebody did something like that? And all of
a sudden, well,
I get a premiere credit, like $50,000. What the fuck?
Yeah.
How happy you guys come in? I give you a check for like $200.
I knew it was going to be low. I thought you were going to go with 50.
Yeah.
There, you know, to find out the 500.
Much I was gonna cheat
five.
It down.
All right. Well, I'm glad to get the 200.
Yeah. Now, listen, if I got $50,000 in donations, you guys would at least, I would give you a lot because you've been here a long time on the show, a lot of times. So I'd probably give you a couple grand.
Yeah. You know, maybe you just do it like a per show episode. So it's like, hey, I have 10 shows with you on it. And, you know, like, I think the big winner there would be what?
Peter Leonard.
There you go.
But he just retired and he's not vested. So he loses
everything you got. Oh, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry to see him go.
Here's a story since we're talking about sex. Man beaten up by former NFL player who caught him masturbating outside his daughter's window.
Yeah.
Now, this was a story that I think it happened here, didn't it?
I don't know, but I don't think, like, the guy had to be a former NFL player to beat up another guy masturbating outside his daughter's
window.
Guy
had,
like,
his hands full at the time.
He could have been that little 5 foot.
You know what I mean? Hey, he got hit with a right cross. How'd that happen? Well, I had my dick in my left hand. In Wellington, Florida, a man accused of masturbating.
That's her.
It's my hometown.
Streets. You left this guy and he got lonely, so he started beating off to somebody. Sorry. A man accused of masturbating while looking through a girl's bedroom window.
So creepy.
And Wellington was beaten up by the girl's father and arrested.
He's lucky
said.
He wasn't shot if that
was
Wellington.
Say, yeah, my dad would have shot
right?
someone straight up.
Right?
Yeah, that's like, I can't believe he didn't ride up on his fucking horse and shoot him. Like, that's like very like a Wellington thing to do.
Yeah.
Geoffrey Cassidy, 48, was arrested on Monday in a charge of lewd and lascivious exhibition. Cassidy's arrest photo shows him with a black eye and a cut lip. According to the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office probable cause affidavit, the girl's father caught Cassidy crouched in some bushes by the window with his hands in his pants. And who hasn't been in that situation? The father yelled at Cassidy, who ran away, but the father identified as former NFL defenseman Tony Beckham, chased after Cassidy and tackled him to the ground. No flag on the play. I couldn't believe it. It was like, it was for real. I thought I was getting punked, Beckham said to the news. Beckham's wife came outside, saw her husband holding down Cassidy. And I caught him at the apartment over there, and he was just, got a good conversation. When the deputy arrived, Cassidy and Beckham were fighting, according to the affidavit. Cassidy tried to run away, but he stumbled and fell down 14 times. Well, actually, you know, if something like that happens and you hold the guy down, you could be charged with wrongful imprisonment and kidnapping.
Yeah, that's why if you're in Florida, you should just shoot him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
that's what they
legal.
Got that, like, yeah. Don't it's called the stand your ground law or whatever. Yeah, don't tackle him and beat him up. You might get charged for something. Just shoot him.
This is stay on the ground law.
Yeah.
He was taken to Wellington Regional Medical Center and treated for fractures on his face and eye. Cassidy denied looking in the window. He said he was just checking out the shrubbery.
So as a guy, Dougie, this is what I want to know.
Yeah.
As a guy,
okay,
thanks. You're masturbating, let's say, outside a regular lady's window. It's not like a child, but this is my thing.
Okay,
someone
so I'm just a
comes,
pervert, not a pedophile.
Yeah, you're just a perv, not
right,
a pedophile.
I can play the
my
role.
Point here is that you're... Your pee-pee's out, okay?
Pee-pee.
Just don't call it pee-pee, okay? Jesus Christ.
Sounds
all right,
cute.
So you're full out, right? Yeah. And someone goes to beat you up. Do you get it back in, or do you fight back? That's what I need to know, because...
Listen, my dick's so big, I'm going to hit him with it.
Oh. Good response. I really lobbed that up there for it. Yeah, you're just going to swing it around. Yeah, maybe you can take the mic and throw it over your shoulder. Like, that would be original.
As he's running at me, I throw it like a billy club to the floor and trip his legs.
But, like, I would feel like you would really be at a disadvantage, because instinctually, you got to put it back in the pan.
No,
right? Don't you want it out of the way?
No, not instinctively. If you realize you're in that situation,
okay.
The first thing you're gonna think is my pants gonna fall down, or they're gonna stay up?
That's another, around your ankles and inhibit you from moving.
Right, exactly. How much, you know.
See, there's so much to think about.
You're
this,
thinking deep.
I am not going to pull up my pants because I don't want him to see my dick.
Okay.
I'm going to pull up my pants because I don't want to, like, try to fight with my pants around my knees and I got no leverage.
All right, so you're going to take a couple hits while you try to button.
No, I'm just going to pull them up and hope my dick don't get caught in the zipper.
Well.
That's what I'm hoping.
All right, Flash.
I'm just hoping.
All right, that kind of answers it. All right, that's like, I wouldn't know what to do there, you know?
Yeah.
It's out. People are beating you up.
You just got to deal with
it.
Yeah. I would get into a ball or something.
My buddy Sean Jones, who was the headliner this past week in Tulsa, tells a T-shirt, he goes, I fight naked.
Okay.
So it's, you know, the joke where if you're going to get in a fight, might as well be naked.
Oh, I didn't know that was a joke.
Well, I've heard, yeah, he tells a joke.
He
sells
a
T-shirt.
Like,
okay,
awesome.
So I was like, you know.
I guess a fight naked would really, like, someone's not going to want to touch you. Is that the premise?
Yeah.
Like, no, because
yeah,
your dick's out, like, everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I like that
joke.
I
heard somebody tell a joke instead of learning karate. Just when somebody wants to get in a fight, he just takes all his clothes off. It works until he gets to do a fight with a gay guy.
Oh.
Like that scene, that famous scene in Barat.
Yeah.
When he's
okay.
wrestling with that guy.
I got it.
A great scene. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
What a weird way to end.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it, though.
Yeah.
I think it's the right thing
for
both.
The whole show.
Yeah.
I think it encapsulates, you know what
I mean?
Yeah.
Just how we started. We started weird. We're going
to
end weird.
We could have finished on a story where an Ohio woman brings backpack full of drugs to a court hearing about drug possession. Yeah, only in Ohio.
I can't
only
believe
in
that
Ohio.
Wasn't like a Florida woman.
No, this is Ohio is not. I think Ohio and Florida are pretty much neck to neck when it comes to morons.
I
really
wasn't
do.
Aware of that. Okay.
Anyway,
the
guys,
more you know.
Thanks for watching the show. I will be in, I'm going to be in East Flat Rock, North Carolina tomorrow for a show at the Artisan. I'm headlining it, so come out. And on Saturday, if you're in a town called Abbeville, South Carolina, I'll be at the Opera House in Abbeville. On Saturday night, go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Going to be in St. Pete the week after and got some stuff. Actually, going to be here down the street in Deerfield at the Muddy Water Show.
Oh, excellent.
On Wednesday.
Nice. Yeah, thanks
third.
For taking a rival show there, bud. No,
oh, was
it? All right, there down the street, huh? Right off of Hillsboro. Yeah.
It's within proximity.
Yeah, just swing by and see our show while you're out and about.
Go to DougieAlmeida.com.
I don't care.
Follow me on Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Follow our show at Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. And join our fan page on Facebook where you can catch these shows. How about you, Minda?
You can find me everywhere at Minda's Awesome. And remember, every month we got Comedy Basement shows. Our next show is this weekend, January 26th. And then February 23rd, L.A. Hardy, an extra special fundraising show for the Giannetti family. All the door proceeds are going to Lauren and her family battling cancer. So we want to get everyone out for that February 23rd show.
Cool. Very fun. How about you?
Social media is Jackie Sanchez 22 Saturday. Or you don't want me to promote Saturday shows because you're promoting yours?
No, go ahead.
Oh,
you nuts?
Okay. I'm hosting Robot for the first time. Both shows 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. I think. And then the headliner is like Allison Weber.
Allison's awesome.
Yeah, Allison's cool. Great.
And so, she's a walking pharmaceutical. She's got the
best. Yeah, that's the last time I saw her. Is at the World Series of Comedy. You are going to love
Allison. She's a walking
Allison.
Dispensary.
Yeah,
she's
a nice girl.
She's fun,
very nice
girl.
That's why he had me host.
Yeah. that's going to be a real good fit for you.
Hey, by the way, Heather, thanks so much. Thanks. It was good hanging out with you in Wichita, Tulsa, actually. Thanks
all
for
right,
watching
yeah,
the
thanks
show.
For coming out, everyone.
That's it, guys. Thanks for watching. No other shows this week because I'm going to be on the road. And we'll be back next week with all new shows, of course. We're going to probably change our schedule to Mondays and Thursdays. If there's a second show, we're going to do it on Thursday to give us a better opportunity
wow.
to spread time.
Coming
between.
Out from nowhere.
You had to use coming out again after this whole conversation? It's coming out in 2.5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, guys, thanks for watching. God bless. And we'll see you here next time at the same spot. Take care.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. picture of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Imagination.